بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, Alhamdulillah ثم Alhamdulillah. Allah تبارك وتعالى has afforded us another opportunity to witness yet another month of Ramadan. Allah سبحانه وتعالى keep us with afiyat, with good health. Allah give us the ability to maximize and truly benefit from the month of Ramadan. Elders and dear brothers, as we had mentioned last night and on the poster, the daily tafsir of what is recited in the Taraweeh Salah will be done at this time, inshallah. And this is an opportunity, a small opportunity for us to link ourselves with the Qur'an Kareem, to get a small glimpse into the message and the meanings contained within the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does Allah want from us? What does Allah want to give us? And of course, for us to even attempt to do justice, to explain the meanings of the kalam of Allah in just a 5 minute time slot, this is like condensing the ocean into a teacup. It is an impossible task. But nevertheless, we will inshallah focus on just selected verses that will be recited in the Taraweeh Salah. For us to focus on these ayat, the messages contained within these ayat, of course we will commence with Suratul Baqarah. But before that, Suratul Fatiha, which we recite in our Fard Salah, in our Nafil Salah, individually in congregation. And one very amazing hadith, Hadith al-Qudsi, which appears in Sahih Muslim, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that Suratul Fatiha is not a one-way conversation, but rather it is a dialogue between Allah and His slave. And every verse that a person reads of Suratul Fatiha, even if it be individually in his nafil namaz, then Allah responds to us. And the hadith Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in this Hadith al-Qudsi, that when a person says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, that all praise is due to Allah who is the sustainer of all the worlds, then Allah responds, Hamidani Abdi, my slave has praised me. And then a person reads the second verse, Ar-Rahmani Ar-Rahim, Allah responds, Athna Alayya Abdi, my slave has extolled my virtue. And then a person reads, Maliki Yawmiddin, Allah responds, Majjadani Abdi, my slave has now gone to great lengths in honoring me, in glorifying me. And then a person recites, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, that, O Allah, we worship you alone, and we seek assistance from you alone. Allah then responds, Hada bayni wa bayna abdi wa li abdi ma sa'al, that this is now between my slave and I, and whatever my slave now asks me for, I will give it to him. This response is coming, my dear brothers, in every single rakat of every salah. Allah is saying that I am prepared to give my slave whatever he wants. And then Allah teaches us what to ask for, the most important thing. Ihdina siratul mustaqim. Person now recites the last three ayat of Suratul Fatiha, asking for hidayat, for guidance. The guidance for Allah to guide us to the path of those whom Allah has favored. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, the pious friends of Allah. And for Allah to save us from the ways of the enemies of Allah. And when a person recites these three ayat, now Allah responds, هَذَا لِعَبْدِي وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلْ, that whatever my slave has asked for, I have granted it to him. So this dialogue, this conversation between Allah and his slave takes place in every single rakat of every salah. So for us to bear this in mind, whether we are standing in Taraweeh salah or behind the imam, or we're reading salah on our own, that I am having a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then just one verse from Suratul Baqarah, verse 153, for those who wish to read further later on. Allah gives us, in our own words, two hacks to gain closeness to Him. And that is, when a person is faced with any challenge, any difficulty, any inconvenience, then a person should meet this with two conditions or two qualities. One is sabr. A person bears it with patience, with steadfastness, with resoluteness. He understands this is from Allah. Nothing I could have done would have changed the situation. And secondly, bis salah, with salah. When a person does these two things, then Allah says, ulaika alayhim salawatun. Then Allah's blessings, Allah's mercy and hidayat will open up for such a person. And to this extent, ulama explain that what inconvenience are we speaking about? Even a minor inconvenience. The example is given, a person puts his hand into his right pocket, looking for his car keys, and he realizes it's not there. And in that moment, his heart skips a beat, and he recites, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And then he puts his hand into his left pocket and he realizes his keys are there. For just a few moments of inconvenience, a person will get the same reward. He read, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And to conclude, ulama have explained from the hadith also we learn that when a person does this, he is faced with any challenge, any inconvenience, and he reads, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And then years later, when he thinks of that difficulty, like sometimes the husband and wife are sitting, and they remember, the time our child was in hospital, or the time when our car broke down, or whatever inconvenience that came to us. And when remembering it, he reads, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un again, then it will be as though that challenge came again, and he had sabr again, and he read this dua, he remembered Allah, he'll get the entire reward once again. So this will be recurring every time in his life, that he thinks of this and he reads, Inna lillah, he will get the very same reward. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.